们再次奉主耶稣基督的圣名开始我们今天的主日崇拜，请大家将手机关闭或调至静音，在线上的弟兄姐妹也请将你的麦克风给我。好，我们先一起来低头做一个祷告。亲爱的阿爸天父，昔在今在永在的神，我们的救主主耶稣基督，主你是我们的大祭司，我们的中保，是天天背负我们罪债，坐在高天至大宝座的右边为我们代求。主，你既按名招了我们来，体恤我们，鉴察我们，借着主你在十字架上一次献祭，永远的胜过了仇，也要拯救我们，拯救我们到底。主，你是圣洁和公义的神，你献上自己作为挽回祭，洗净我们的过犯罪愆，释放我们的灵。主啊，你是那坐在宝座前不瑕疵的圣洁羔羊，你满有荣耀和恩典，是为我们的信心创始成终的大君王。因此主，你在十字架上流血救赎，使我们得以与神与主合一，靠主得胜。主啊，我们求主你体恤我们的软弱，顾念我们不过是尘土，求你使我们的生命得以长进，灵命得以晋升，接力进到完全的地步，能做主忠心的仆人，将来与你同住。我们也把我们今天的聚会，主日的聚会交托仰望在主的手，这是主你的日子，让我们来到主你的面前欢喜快乐，也求主让我们借着与主相交得以进入主里的安息。感谢赞美你，愿一切的颂赞荣耀归给你，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣的名。请大家一同起立，先来读几处经文，这几处经文都是摘自希伯来书。先来读希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。你再来读希伯来书七章二十五节。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。希伯来书十三章第八节，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。好，我们依然站立，我们唱第一首诗歌，在高天真神宝座前。
真天真神宝座前，完美中宝座我依靠，这大祭司充满慈爱，永活在天为我代求，他将我名刻在手上，又将我铭记在心里，甚至因他立在天上，如意控告将我驱离，如意控告将我驱离，但因有我如绝望，使我坠入醉酒深渊，当我抬头仰望救主，一切罪过全然消除，因救主为 子我的宽恕，接他孩子我的宽恕。复活羔羊在宝座前，成全我以完美无瑕，永不改变，自由拥有，他是荣耀恩典之王，与主合一，永远同活，因他流血我的救赎，生命与主藏在天上，救主基督真神同住，救主基督真神
与主合一，
与主合一，永远同活，因他流血我的救赎，生命与主藏在天上，救主基督真神同住，救主基督真神同住。
大家请坐。以赛亚书一章十八节就说，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣主基督耶稣里乃是永生。当我每次在看《天路历程》这本书或者是这部电影的时候，我印象最深的一幕就是基督徒身上那一直压在他身上的重担，在他看见十字架的那一刻得以脱落的幕当中。我们每一个人也都曾背负着极大的罪债，因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。罪是关乎生命的，罪所带来的死亡是灵性上失去神的祝福，与神永远隔绝，引向灭亡。唯有上帝的独生爱子主耶稣基督十字架上的救恩，可以救我们脱离罪的捆绑，恢复我们与神之间的关系。他已经为我们付上了这极重的代价，使我们的罪债得以完全脱落。让我们常常来到主的面前，求主鉴察并施恩怜悯，让我们经历他赦罪的大能，享受生命真正的自由安息。一起来唱第二首诗歌《罪债全还清》。
我听救主说道，你力量是微小，应当尽心祈祷，因我为你忠报，主听我舍身，对债全还清，不赎罪孽无悔心，主洗我白如雪，我无价应善行，借此可得救恩，为主所流宝血，能洗一切罪恨。主听我舍身，对债头还清，不赎罪孽无悔心，主洗我白如雪，将来我立主前，靠主圣洁完全，主死我乃得生，我口常用颂赞，主替我舍身，罪 情，无数罪孽无悔心诛兮，我白如雪，主替我舍身，主替我舍身，对债都还清，无数罪孽无悔心诛兮，我白如雪。
好，下面我们请 Abraham 弟兄来带领我们祷告。
希伯来书第七章第二十一节到第28节，至于那些祭司原不是启示立的，只有耶稣是启示立，因为那立他的对他说，主起了誓，绝不后悔，你是永远为祭司。既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，因为有死的阻隔不能长久，这位祭司永远长存，他的祭司的职任就长久更短。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这位圣洁无邪恶无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司原是与我们合一，他不像那些大祭司每日必先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上就把这事成全。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但立法以后启示的话是立儿子大祭司，乃是成全到永远。一起起立来向神祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典，主你赐下的爱子主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死，并且尝了死味，埋葬，第三天从死里复活。主啊，我们感谢你，主你这位啊，身在高天，远离罪人，不是圣洁，不玷污，原是这样的一位大祭司，原是与我们合一的。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，主，当我们宣讲这样的救恩，当我们听到这样的救恩之后，主啊，还是求你让这样的救恩在我们的生命当中发生实际的功效。亲爱的主，我们来到你面前的时候，我们就今天在这里来向你认罪悔改。主啊，为我们自己顽梗的罪，为我们自己不愿意认罪的罪，主为我们自己贪恋世界，主为我们自己真是把世界上各样的事情放在你前面，主为我们在服事上的懒惰，为我们在敬拜上聚会上的懈怠，主我为我们真是心口不一的地方，假冒为善的地方，自以为义的地方，主我们不都带到你面前，主我们把我们罪敞明在你的面前，让我们像大卫一样的说，主啊，我在你面前行了这恶，主以至于你判断我的时候显为你的清正，主啊，你审查我的时候显出你的公义。亲爱的主，孩子向你来认这个罪，主啊，也求你主像借着主耶稣基督在十字架上的宝血来向你呼求，主啊，求你按你的慈爱向我们显你的大怜悯，主啊，也按你丰盛的慈悲涂我们的过犯，主啊，帮助我们弟兄姐妹，这是在我们生命当中，主啊，在我们就让我们所听的救恩，让我们所讲的救恩，主让我们所领受的救恩，在我们身上发生这样一个最实际的果效。我们可以借着认罪悔改来到你的面前，你就赦免我们罪，洗净我们一切的不义，也让我们借着这样的我认罪悔改，主你在我们生命当中做改变的工作，主啊，你这位圣人，你这位圣洁的神再到进到我们罪人当中，就在我们生命罪人当中做改变的工作，让我们能够分别为圣，归你做你的儿女。主啊，孩子真是向你祷告，让我们这是在这样你的救恩当中的经历当中，主啊，借着认罪悔改借着来你在我们身上靠你的宝血接近我们，来复兴我们每一个人，复兴整个教会，主啊，孩子感谢你，主啊，求你听我们向你面前祷告，主啊，你是怜悯今天主我们众儿女在心里向你所做的认罪的悔改祷告，向你所怀的这样的心意， 都愿意在你面前来蒙你的悦纳。主呀，因为你说主啊，你一颗悔改的心，痛悔的心，一个悔改的心，你并不轻看。主，我们就恳求你把这样的确据放在今天啊你的儿女的心里。主，我们无论是在这里在线的，主，我们向你认罪悔改的时候，主，你就把赦罪的平安放在我们心里，主啊，也把你丰盛的慈爱、你的怜悯显明在我们心里，主啊，让我们的心再一次被你的爱所挑旺，让我们的心再一次被你的爱所激励，来快跑跟随你，来在教会来更愿意亲近，来到你的面前读你的话语，向你祷告，参加教会的众敬拜，参加弟兄姐妹的团契啊，来在这个地方服侍你，来传福音，主啊，就是把我们这个教会来复兴起来。亲爱的主，还是感谢你，主，我们把今天的聚会仰望在你的手中，主，我们来到你面前的时候，你话语宣讲的时候，主啊，你真是让圣灵在我们的心中做带领的工作，用你的话语来归正我们，用你的话语来带领我们，用你的话语来改变我们，主啊，也让我们不光是听，也有一颗顺服的灵。亲爱的主，还直接把我们这个教会仰望在你的手中，接下去的事工教会啊，在实体聚会逐渐开放的过程当中，这各样的事工，主啊，你交在你的手中，主，愿我们手里所做的是按你的心意来做，主，愿我们弟兄姐妹在一起，在这样推动这样的事工的时候，每一个人都是在你面前一个圣洁的器皿，能够被你所用，主啊，我们把接下去各样的事工都仰望在你的手中，主，你挪去我们弟兄姐妹心中各样的拦阻，主，你预备带领我们教会开放到怎么样的地步，你就预备我们的心，把你的平安放在我们众弟兄姐妹的心里，也把你的保守放在这个教会当中。亲爱的主，还是也把我们弟兄姐妹个人的光景仰望在你的手中，无论是身体上有软弱的，生活当中有难处的，主啊，都交在你的手中。主，愿你这是让我们弟兄姐妹愿意来到你面前，来把我们的重担放在你面前。主啊，你就让我们经历在你面前我们得享安息的这样的经历。亲爱的主，还是感谢你把今天的聚崇拜仰望在你的手中，无论是线上实体，主，弟兄姐妹在一起的敬拜，主啊，你看到我们，主，我们用心灵和诚实线上的敬拜，让你在这里，只让你的名能够得出高举，让你在这里啊居首位掌王权，主啊，你也赐下你丰富的恩典祝福给你的儿女，这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，请坐。
我们看到大屏幕上罗马书8:35-39的经文，看到之后，我们要请大家一起来诵读这段经文。罗马书8:35起。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。下面这首《主的歌唱》是一首活泼轻快的诗歌，但却是作者从一段悲痛的家庭惨剧中淬炼而成的诗歌创作。要如何在骤然临到的死亡中继续不停地歌唱呢？我们对神的信心和我们与神的关系是否会因着我们环境的改变而动摇？罗马书的这段经文给了我们很好的答案，没有任何事情能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。 所以今天无论我们的光景怎样，我们的环境怎样，我们的遭遇怎样，让我们都来到主耶稣基督的里面，靠他得胜，住的歌唱，住的来赞美他。
我心里常有美妙音乐，使主进入温柔声，我与你同在，不要忧惧，主赐平安与我亲。耶稣耶稣耶稣，恩天美之名，满足我心和目，使我一路歌不停。犯罪痛苦割断生命线，屈服和习惯成断，耶稣为我调音去断弦，美妙音乐再度转。耶稣耶稣耶稣，对天美之名，满足我心渴慕，使我一路歌不停。主恩厚赐我丰富美言，安息在主翅膀下，常瞻望救主慈祥笑容，就欢畅喜乐无恙。耶稣耶稣耶稣，恩典美之名，满足我心渴慕，使我一路歌不停。又是主领我涉过川河，失恋阻挡我前路，期间我要尽弃去先道，只要跟随他脚步。耶稣耶稣耶稣，对天美之名，满足我心渴慕，使我一路歌不停。主将再来接我回天家，不再在世间流荡。我真以高飞翔为躯体，在高处与他多望。耶稣耶稣耶稣，对天美之名，满足我心渴慕，使我一路歌不停。
耶稣耶稣耶稣
耶稣耶稣耶稣，最甜美之名，满足我心渴慕，使我一路歌不停。
接着我们把下面的时间交给方女士。
感谢神，我们在今天的主日当中，我们还是继续来思想神的话语。
Thank God, today we'll continue to study the word of God.
我们先一起来读一处圣经，是在约翰福音二章二十三到二十五节。
This scripture was found in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 23 to 25.
我们可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们一起来读约翰福音二章二十三到二十五节。
We can read all together.
约翰福音二章二十三节起，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也不用着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。 感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thank God, let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光。
We thank you, you give us your word. Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
你的话语照亮我们这些在黑暗当中的人，让我们不要迷失，不要偏行己路。
And may your word shed light upon us, so that we are not walking in the darkness, and we will not walk on our own ways.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，我们会看到有很多人因为看见耶稣所行的神迹，就信了他的名，并且要来跟从耶稣。
And in the scripture we just read, we see that at that time in Jerusalem, there's a lot of people because they saw the sign that Jesus performed, and they believe in his name.
然后这些人来到耶稣这里呢，他们要看更多的神迹。
And those people come to Jesus and they want to see more miracles and signs.
但是耶稣的反应呢，却是离开这些人。
But Jesus responding with that he left those people.
然后圣经解释到，因为他知道万人，他也知道人心里所存的。
And the Bible further explained why Jesus leave them, because Jesus knows all men and know what's in their heart.
我们今天可以常常的听到或看到这样的一个标语口号。
And today we always can see this slogan.
这个标语口号就是。你是上帝心意的中心，神做的一切事情就是为了你。
And the slogan says, "You are the center of the mind of God. All things that God done is for you."
在我刚刚就是对基督教信仰有兴趣的时候啊，我就是被这样的标语、这样的口号所吸引。
And when I first have an interest in the Christianity, I was attracted by this type of slogan.
就是我当时。年幼无知的我就想，哎呀，我要成为上帝的宠儿。
And at that time, I was kind of I considered myself very ignorant, and I think I want to become a favorite boy of a God.
然后我那个时候想，上帝的宠儿是什么样子呢？就是有个全能的上帝来为我服务，把我照顾得好好的。
And then at that time, my idea about becoming a favorite children of God is basically God come to serve me, the Almighty God come to serve me and take care of me very well.
然后满足我一切的要求，因为上帝心意的中心就是我嘛，上帝做一切事情就是为我嘛。
And satisfy all my desires because all I'm the center of God's mind and all God did is for me.
所以当我刚刚对基督教信仰有兴趣的时候，我就是被这样的话语吸引。
And that's what the situation when I were initially when I have an interest in the Christianity, I was drawn, attracted by this type of slogan.
然后后来当我真正开始读圣经的时候，我发现圣经所启示出来的上帝跟我心中那个期望完全不一样。
But when I truly come to read the Bible and then I find out actually the God was revealed by the Bible is completely different from what I expect from my mind.
那么我们都知道在旧约的时候以色列人是所谓上帝的选民，被称为神的儿子，神的儿女。
And we know in the Old Testament, Israelites was considered the chosen people of God, was called the children of God.
但是上帝借着摩西要带领以色列人离开埃及的时候，上帝借着摩西的口对埃及的法老王说什么呢？
But when Moses, God through Moses want to take Israelites out of Egypt, and what God want Moses to tell the Pharaoh of Egypt?
也就是说上帝说把我的儿女要带出去离开埃及，那么上帝就是借着摩西的口对法老是这样说的，容我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉我。
So when God sent Moses to Pharaoh said he wanted Israelites to go, but what God really says is let my people go so they can serve me.
哎，我看到这里我就奇怪，哎，是不是说上帝所做的一切事情都是为了我吗？都是为了人吗？那为什么上帝把以色列人 救出去，救出埃及，又让这些以色列人去服侍神呢？
And so when I read this passage, I suddenly come to thinking, so wait a minute, if God is all do is for people, why God here want to deliver Israelites out of Egypt, but the purpose is to serve him?
上帝不是说让我的百姓去，或者说让我的儿女去，好让我来好好的照顾他们，好让我好来侍奉他们。上帝不是这样讲。
And God didn't say here, let my people go so I can take care of them or I can serve them.
我再次强调，上帝没有这样说。上帝说让这些人来侍奉我，侍奉神。
I just want to emphasize, God didn't say that. Instead, God said, so they can serve me.
事实上，当我来看到新约圣经。道成肉身的上帝主耶稣基督他自己他所说的一切话他所做的一切事情是为了遵行天父上帝的旨意。
And even in the New Testament when the Jesus the only begotten son would become flesh come to this earth and when he said it's very clear all he said all he did is to follow the will of God.
耶稣基督并没有说哎呀，我所说的一切话都是因为人喜欢听，所以我才说。耶稣也没有说我做的一切事情都是人要我做的，我才做。耶稣没有这样讲过。
And Jesus didn't say all I said is because people like to hear, so I say it. Or all I did is because people want to see it, so I did. Jesus didn't say that.
所以在我们今天一开始所读的经文当中，就是那些看到神迹信耶稣的人，他们来到耶稣面前。结果耶稣没有满足他们的这个期望和要求。
So for the scripture we just read today, we can see the people see the miracles or sign that Jesus performed. So they come to Jesus, but Jesus actually didn't want to satisfy this desire. They want to see more sign.
耶稣甚至离开这些人，所以很显然让这些人非常的失望。
And Jesus actually left them. Obviously, Jesus pretty much disappointed them.
所以其实我们来读圣经无论是旧约无论是新约其实就告诉我们我们要真正认识圣经所启示出来的上帝我们首先必须要丢弃一个观念
So when we come to read Bible and try to know the God that revealed by the Bible we have to give up one perspective of our own
那就是以我自己为中心以人为中心的这样的一个观念我们必须要丢弃我们才能真正认识圣经中所启示出来的上帝
We have to throw away the perspective our self-centered or people-centered view to look at God and then we can understand the God that revealed by the Bible
就是如果我们一开始就带着这样一个以我为中心上帝做的一切事情就是为了我我上帝心意的中心就是我如果我们一开始就带着这样的观念来读圣经，我们可能越读越没有办法来真正的认识神。
And it's basically saying what I'm trying to say is if we have that perspective that I'm the center and our people is the center, and with this perspective, we read the Bible, we try to know God, and the more we read, the more much less we can know God.
事实上，我们来看。圣经许许多多的经文许许多多上帝的教训上帝的作为都是要让人摆脱这种以自我为中心的观念只有这样人才可以真正认识神
In fact, in all Bible teachings everywhere is that God tried to teach people to get away that people-centered perspective and then people can truly
就像当时很多看到耶稣行了神迹的人他们信了耶稣圣经说他们都信耶稣的名然后他们来到耶稣面前他们要看更多神迹但是耶稣离开他们这些人一定是非常失望的
And just like the scripture we just read and a lot of people see the miracle Jesus performed so the Bible especially said they believe the name of JesusAnd then they come to Jesus and want to see all miracles. And Jesus left them. And obviously, they are very disappointed.
其实我不知道大家有没有这样的经历，就是对上帝感到失望。上帝不像我期望的那个样子。
I don't know if you have this experience that you're disappointed at God because God did not do or perform as you expected.
如果我们有这样的经历，我们要感谢神，愿圣灵带领我们，要感谢神。
If we do have this experience, we want to thank God that may the Holy Spirit lead us. We can give thanks to God.
因为只有这样，可以说这才是真正来认识神，也认识我们自己的一个开始。
And if only in those type of circumstances, then it's the beginning of us to truly know ourselves and truly know God.
我们带着一个对上帝的一个期望啊，神一定是以我为中心的，神一定是以人为中心的。我们带着这样的一个观念来到神的面前。然后我们发现神让我失望了。
If we come to God with this expectation or this perspective that people is center of God, and then we come to find that we actually disappointed.
然后，如果我们是一个谦卑的人，如果我们是一个温柔的人，如果我们是一个饥渴慕义的人，我们就会想，哎，那我以前这个以人为中心的观念，以我自己为中心，是不是错了呢？是不是我要把它丢掉呢？
Then if we are actually disappointed with this expectation, then if we are a humble person and have a meek and desire for the truth, then we will reflect ourselves whether what my expectation, my perspective actually is wrong, should be casted out.
如果我们是这样的话，我们才可以真正的开始来认识神，也来认识我们自己。
If we come to that point, then it is the beginning of we truly start to truly know ourselves and know God.
所以有的时候，当你对上帝失望的时候，你越发要好好的祷告，这是不是圣灵在光照我？这是不是圣灵在呼唤我？
So when you come to the moment you disappointed God, I think it's a good time you pray to.Do more prayer, so that may the Holy Spirit, reveal to you whether it's something you need, you can cast away and come to truly God.
然后你就开始认识到，我不过是人，神是至高的。
And then, if the Holy Spirit should light in you, and then you will come to realize, I'm just a person, and God is the Almighty God.
但是如果我们是一个骄傲的人，是一个刚硬的人
，But if we are a pride, a proud person, and if you are hardened in our heart,
那如果上帝不放弃我们
，Of course, if God did not give up us,
虽然我们又骄傲又顽梗，但上帝不放弃我们，上帝就要用更大的声音提醒我们，唤醒我们了。
So if we are if our pride and if we are proud and if we are very hardened in our heart, then God maybe use an even bigger voice to wake us up.
所以我们常常说一句话，就是不要像浪子那样，一定要掉到猪圈里才开始悔改，完没有必要，一定要这样。
So we always said, don't like this product song. You have to be repentant in the pig of, in the pen of the pig.
我们有神的话可以读，我们就可以谦卑，我们就可以认罪悔改。我们不要去非要经历神的管教，神的这个鞭子来抽打。为什么要这样呢
？And we have the word of God, and we can study it, and we can confess our sin, we can repent in any time. As long as we come to this point, we don't have to wait.That God has had to raise His voice and a very severe discipline come to us, then we come to confess our sin, then repent.
So we 们真正要来认识这一位神，因为圣经告诉我们，认识神就是永生的。
And then that's why we need to know God, because Bible told us that knowing God is the eternal life.
如果我们想要得到永生，我们认识神，我们就从第一步开始。丢弃那种以我为中心、以人为中心的这种观念或者慢 mindset.
So if we want to have the eternal life, we need to know God. If we want to know God, we have the first step. We have to get rid of our expectation, our perspective, our own perspective, expectation or mindset about God.
事实上，这已经不是耶稣第一次离开那些要看神迹的人了。
Well, here actually Jesus is not the first time he left those who want to see the miracle.
在马可福音，事实上其他的几卷福音书也有记载，就是法利赛人要让耶稣显个神迹给他们看。
And in the other gospels, it also have a recording of some other occasion, like Pharisees come to Jesus and want to Jesus perform miracle for them.
然后马可福音八章十二节这里说，耶稣心里深深叹息，这世代为什么求神迹呢？世代告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
But Jesus actually sighed, or Jesus kind of feels sad, basically. Said, why this generation needed to see sign? Actually, there's no sign should given to this generation.
然后耶稣怎么样呢？耶稣离开这些。
And then Jesus left them.
然后我们也都知道，就是当耶稣行完五饼二鱼的神迹之后，很多人要来跟从耶稣，甚至要让耶稣做他们的王。
And on the other occasion, when Jesus performed the miracle, turned the five loaves of bread and two fish to feed the multitude, and then a lot of people saw this miracle, and the people will come to Jesus, and not this time they even want to make Jesus a king.
耶稣离开他们，耶稣甚至说：“你们其实不是真正因为神迹，你们就是因为了吃饼得饱。”
And Jesus left them, and Jesus made it very clear: when you come to me, then you're not really for the miracles, and you actually is for the bread.
那么还有一次耶稣说他不认一些人。
And on another occasion, Jesus said he will not acknowledge certain type of people.
那么这是在马太福音七章二十二到二十三节，这里说，二十二节，当那日有许多人对主耶稣说：“主啊，主啊，不是奉你的名传道，奉你名赶鬼，奉你名行许多异能吗？”
And that's recorded the book of Matthew. At that time, a lot of people come to Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, we did a lot of things in your name, like cast out demons and do a lot of wonders and preach."
然后。耶稣说：“我就明明的告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
And then Jesus said, "I will declare to them, said I will never knew you, depart from me."
所以其实，耶稣不止一次的离开人，没有满足人们心中对他的期望。耶稣甚至不认一些人，那些人自己认为自己为耶稣做了很多事情。
So you can see, for those cases, we can see.More than one time, Jesus left those people, and Jesus declared they don't know those. He don't know those people. Even those people did a lot of things in the name of Jesus.
所以我们从这些圣经的经文，我们可以看到，耶稣这样做，他的目的是什么呢？
And so from those cases, we can see what's the purpose of Jesus doing this.
其实就像我们今天一开始提到的，耶稣要除去。人心中那种以自己为中心 以自己 为本的那种观念把它拿掉不要想着上帝是为我服务的
And what Jesus all do this is actually has a center purpose is basically Jesus want to break out the mindset of people self-centered or people-centered the mindset of perspective
你想我想要看神迹上帝就要让我看这个神迹上帝说
And because the mindset basically, I want to see the miracle, so I come to Jesus. I want to see the miracle. And Jesus said, "No, I don't want to do a miracle for you."
你想说，哎呀，我不想辛苦，我不想汗流满面才能有饭吃。我不想这样，我就想上帝，你就给我白白的给我饭吃。上帝说，不给你，不这样白白给你饭吃。
And Jesus performed miracle, feed the multitude. So you said, "I don't want to be labor for my food. I just want to come to Jesus to get this food." And Jesus said, "No, I don't want to do that."
有些人说耶稣啊上帝啊我为你做了很多呀你要论功行赏啊
And someone come to Jesus said I did a lot in your name so you need to reward me according to my effort
上帝说 就不这样做。
And Jesus said, No, I even don't know.
我甚至都不认识你。
I even don't know.
你做的那所有奉耶稣的名做的事情，上帝根本都不认，你白做了。
And of all things you did, you think you did in the name of Jesus, in the name of God, you actually did for nothing.
所以，其实这些圣经中许许多多的经文，其实就是我们真的一代可以看到，上帝要拿去人心中这种以人为中心的观念，这种观念是一种拜偶像的观念。
So from again from the Bible, we can see that God want to take away the mindset of self-centered, people-centered, the mindset or this type of expectation. This type of mindset is an idol worship.
拜偶像的人就是这样啊，我给你烧香，我拜你，我给你香火钱，你为我服务啊，你让我发财啊，财神爷。
My mindset of idol worship is just like this. I worship you, so you serve me.
那么上帝的心意的中心到底是什么呢？如果上帝的心意的中心不是人，那上帝心意的中心到底是什么？
And then let's consider if the center of God's mind is not people, then what it is?
首先，上帝心意的中心一定不是人。为什么呢？因为人是短暂的。
And first, of course, we can be pretty sure the center of God's mind is not people, because people are temporal.
上帝是永恒的。
And God is eternal.
没有人的时候，上帝永恒在那里。
Even there is no people at all, God is eternally there.
就如果说上帝心意的中心是人的话，那还没有人，那上帝在那里不就是一个很空虚、很孤独的？心里空落落的那样一位吗？
If God's center is a people, what about when there is no people yet? So what happened to God then?
所以上帝当然不是这样，对不对？
Of course God is not like that.
上帝不是一个孤独、痛苦、心里空虚的这样的一个形象。上帝不是这样的。
God is not like lonely and painful and by himself when there's no people. God is not like a God like that.
上帝是完美的、完全的，在神那里没有丝毫的缺憾，完全一切的美善，我们人可以想象到和想象不到的，都在上帝那里。
Because God is complete, and the Bible said all good things come out of God. It's all in God.
所以上帝心意的中心一定是超越人的。
So God's center must be beyond people.
上帝心意的中心是什么？是以弗所书一章的经文让我们可以思想。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, the passage we can think about what is the center of God's mind.
以弗所书一章的经文大家可以自己来翻一下哈。那这里说上帝拯救我们是为什么呢？是为他荣耀的恩典得到称赞，就是为他神的名得到称赞。
And in that passage, Ephesians chapter 1 basically said, God save us so that his name be glorified, be praised. In other words, his name is the center of God's mind.
上帝拯救我们，让我们这些得救的人叫上帝的荣耀得到称赞。
And God save us so that his glory can be praised.
这样的经文在这以弗所书一章里面反复的出现，就上帝救我们，上帝爱我们，到底为什么呢？
And such a theme actually repeated appeared in the book of Ephesians, basically saying, what's for that God saved us?
为他的名得到称赞。
And for his name to be praised.
所以上帝心意的中心是他自己的荣耀。
And so,
他的荣耀要得到称赞。
So, God'sThe center of God's mind is his own glory. And his own glory be praised.
所以当主耶稣基督要临上十字架的时候，主耶稣唯一担心的事情就是神的荣耀。
So when Jesus, at the time when Jesus go to the cross, the only things he's concerned about is the glory of God.
神的儿子要被钉在十字架上，那上帝的荣耀会不会受亏损呢？
And the Son of God will be crucified. and is that God's glory will be suffered.
那天父上帝说，上帝已一定得荣耀，这就是神的旨意，神的心意。
And God's mind is that God will be glorified.
所以当耶稣基督被举起来的时候，在十字架上被举起来，被钉在十字架上，那个时候万民就开始来归向耶稣，来认罪。
And at the moment that when Jesus was lifted up, was crucified on the cross, and then salvation would draw all the people come to cross to repent and to confess the sin.
啊，所以在我们昨天弟兄早餐这弟兄早餐会我们有弟兄分享诗篇，就是穹苍传扬神的手段，就是一切的被造物都在归荣耀给上帝，赞美上帝。
And yesterday in a brother's breakfast, and someone shared Psalm 19 about the universe is declared the God's way.
所以上帝创造这一切的心意的中心，他自己的荣耀要被出来，包括人。上帝创造人也是这样，上帝让人把荣耀归给神。
So in all the creation of God, the center is that His glory, include the creation of people.Because God wants people to give glory to Him.
那么有人就说，上帝这样做是不是好骄傲啊？
And then someone said, "Well, he said God is too proud to do this."
所有的荣耀都会给他，上帝就难道这么喜欢自夸吗？
And he said God needs all the glory to Him. Is that he really likes such like a self-boasting type of thing?
这样的问题对吗？
And this is a right question.
所以我们问问题有时候问题的本身不是答案的对错，问题的本身有没有对错的问题呢？
And so a lot of times in those type of cases, we really got to think about it. It's not whether the answer is right or wrong, whether the question is right or wrong.
什么叫自夸？什么是骄傲？
And what do we talk about the proud or self-boasting?
就是你不配得的称赞，你要归给你，那叫骄傲，那叫自夸。
They basically said that the praise you are not worthy of it, but you want to have it. That's called self-boasting and pride.
你不是最聪明的，你说我是最聪明的。
You're not the smartest person, and you said I'm the smartest person.
你不是什么都懂，你说自己什么都懂。
You are not all-knowing, and you said you know everything.
这是骄傲。
And this is called pride.
这是什么？
That's called boasting.
神。
What about God?
神配得一切荣耀的赞美和荣耀，一切，神配得一切，所有的这些归给神，都还达不到神的完美，都还不够神当得的。
God worthy of all the glory and the praise from His creation, even that still didn't match the glory of God actually has.
所以圣经总说一句话，就是上帝，他配得，他配得。
And so Bible always have this word that is God is worthy of.
所以我们把一切的赞美归给神，一切的被造物，把一切的荣耀归给神。事实上还远远不够神配得的。
So when we gave the creation, actually gave all the glory to God, it couldn't match the true glory of God they has.
所以为什么有人会问出这样的问题？觉得好像，哎呀，上帝，你要那么多荣耀，你是不是太骄傲？为什么有人会问出这样的问题呢？
So why people could ask this type of question? God want all the glory is that because is God is too proud?
因为第一。他不认识神。
Well, number one, because the people ask this question, they don't know God.
第二，他自己可能是，他自己就是一个骄傲。
And the second, himself, a person, a pride person.
只有骄傲的人才能对上帝提出这样的指责。
Only person that full of pride can like ask God such a question.
所以我们再回到我们今天所读的圣经，就是有些人看到神迹，那么圣经说这些人因为这些神迹信了耶稣的名，这些人就要来看来到耶稣的
And so we go back to this scripture, and this scripture said that people see the sign. And because of this sign, they believe the name of Christ, believe the name of Jesus, and then they come to Jesus.
我们也看到那些法利赛人，他们也看到耶稣行神迹，他们要来到耶稣这里，要看更多神迹。
And we also see that in the other scripture, we saw the Pharisees. They see the miracles, see signs, and they come to Jesus. They want to see more signs.
还有一些就是看到耶稣五饼二鱼神迹的人，或者经历五饼二鱼神迹的人，他们来到耶稣这里。
And also, we can see people have experienced that Jesus performed the miracle, feed the multitude with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and they come to Jesus.
也包括我们刚才提到的那些奉耶稣的名做了很多事情的人。
And also include those people that they think they did a lot of things in the name of Jesus.
所有这些人其实有一个共同的特点，就是他们对耶稣都有一定程度的信心。
And if you look at this, all those group of people, actually there's something in common, that all those people, they have some faith in Jesus.
那么圣经讲得很清楚，那些看神迹的人，他们就因为神迹，他信耶稣嘛，这些人信耶稣。
Because one place we can see the scripture that because they see the sign and they believe the name, believe in his name.
然后那些无就是吃饼得饱的人，他们相信耶稣有行神迹的能力。他们对耶稣也很有信心，你一定可以做得到的，所以我们才来。
And those people come to Jesus that had the experience with the Jesus feed the multitude, and they have the faith in Jesus. They believe that Jesus can feed the multitudes. Therefore, they come to Jesus.
就是包括最后对耶稣不认的那些人，他们其实对上帝、对耶稣也有一定程度的信心，就是说。上帝一定是要按我的功劳给我赏赐的。
And include those people that God, Jesus said he do not know them, and they did a lot of things in the name of Jesus, because they have some faith in God and Jesus, they believe that God will reward them according to what they do.
是他们也对神有一定信心，但是所有这些信心都没有用。
We can see all those people have some kind of faith in God and Jesus, but all those faiths are useless.
所有这些信心不仅是没有得到耶稣的称赞，耶稣没有称赞他们说，哎呀，你相信我。耶稣没有，耶稣甚至厌恶这样的信心，耶稣甚至离开这些人。
And all those faiths actually didn't gain any type of please Jesus. And if we put the extreme, Jesus actually hated them, and Jesus left them.
所以或者说这些信心，虽然在我们看，哎，有一定的信心，那这些信心都是不得救的信心。
And so we can say they all have a little faith, but in a certain sense, those faiths are a faith that cannot lead to salvation.
所以今天很多的时候，人们对耶稣都有某种程度的信心。
So in today's world, a lot of people have a certain type of faith to Jesus. In Jesus.
但是我们要知道，很多信心可能神根本都不纪念。
But we have to be aware, maybe a lot of this type of faith that God actually don't remember this type of faith.
甚至会惹动神的愤怒。
And maybe sometimes can even cause the wrath of God.
当然更不会让我们灵魂得救了。
Of course, they certainly will not lead us to salvation.
那么到底什么是得救的信心？就真正有用的，真正能够让我灵魂得救的信心。
So what is the real faith or useful faith? In other words, the faith can lead me to the salvation.
我们可以一起来看屏幕上圣经的经文，因为这段经文比较长，然后我们事实上也重复看了很多次，在不同的讲道当中啊，所以我给大家来读一遍，大家来看圣经上的经文来思想。
So let's look at one example according the Bible, and this we have been go through this several times before, and I just read and you can look at this look on the screen.
路加福音7章36到50节。36节，
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩典的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说，你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，那这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。所以在这一段经文当中，让我们看到一个得救的信心。
So in this story we see a face of leads to the salvation.
耶稣对这个女人说，你的信救了你。
And in the end, Jesus said to this woman, he said, your faith has saved you.
所以我们刚才看到一些不得救的信心，或者没有用的信心。
And previously, we see some faith that faith are useless or cannot lead to salvation.
那我们现在我们看到有一种信心是真正得救的信心。
But here we can see one type of faith, that this faith is a true faith.
就是这个女人所体现出来的信心。
And this was shown by this woman.
这是什么样的信心？
And what kind of faith is that?
他认自己是一个罪人，他信耶稣可以赦免他。
Put in a very simple way that she knows she is a sinner and she believes Jesus can save her from the sin.
我们刚才所提到的那些没有用的信心，那些人也都有一个共同的特点，他们不认为自己是罪人。
And so the faith we talked about before, and those faith that cannot lead to salvation, and those people have one commonality, is that none of them think they are the sinner.
对，有些人是对耶稣的神迹有兴趣，但他不认为自己是一个罪人，自己需要被拯救。
And someone had the interest in the miracle performance of Jesus, but they don't think themselves a sinner need to be saved.
有些人对这个吃饼得饱有兴趣，但是他们不认为自己是一个罪人，不认为自己需要被拯救。
And someone have an interest to feel their belly, but they don't think their sin need to be saved.
那最后一种就是耶稣不认的那些人，那他们更显然不认为自己是罪人，他们认为自己是很好的人呢。
And the last group of people, of course, like Jesus said, he don't know them. They obviously don't think.They are the sinner because they think they did a lot of work for God. It's a very good person.
对，他们来到耶稣面前都有某种程度的信心，但是这些信心不能让他们就甚至神离开这些人。
They come to Jesus. They have some type of faith, but those faith cannot lead to their salvation, and even that caused that God actually left them.
得救的信心。就是那真正认罪悔改的信心，信耶稣能够洗净我的罪的信心。
The face of leads to salvation is the face that leads to our confess our sin, repent, and believe Jesus can forgive my sin and cleanse my sin.
就像主耶稣基督他自己说的，他说康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用着。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
And just like Jesus said, people with a good health has no need of doctors.But only those are sick. And he even make it clear, he said, I come is not to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance.
对，很从耶稣他自己讲的话，非常清楚可以看到耶稣喜悦怎样的信心。
So from what Jesus said, we can clearly know what kind of faith that pleases Jesus.
认自己的罪。
And he recognized the sin, confess its own sin.
信靠主耶稣基督可以洗净我一切的。
And trust Jesus can cleansing all my sin.
除此之外，其他任何的信心在耶稣这里没有用。
Any faith out of that has useless in Jesus. Jesus.
比如说我对耶稣有强烈的信心，耶稣只要一句话就可以把这个新冠的疫情给医治了，给解决了，我强烈的信心。
For example, today I have a strong faith that if Jesus wants, he can just speak one word and kill all the COVID-19 germs.
我有强烈的信心，只要耶稣一句话，这个加州的大火马上停掉。
I have a strong faith if Jesus wants, he can use one word to stop the great fire in California.
我有强烈的信心，只要耶稣一句话，我马上成为世界上最首富。
And I also, if I have a strong faith, if Jesus wants, he can use one word to make it become the top richest guy in the world.
不管我这个信心多么强烈，多么坚决，有用吗？
And no matter how strong is my faith, how strong is my belief, is that useful?
但是在至少在一个方面是没有丝毫的用，就是没有办法让我灵就。
And at least I can be safely say, and one perspective is definitely useless. That perspective is the salvation of my soul.
或者是换另外一句话说，在另一个方面也完全没有。耶稣绝对不会把他托付给我这样的人。
Or put the other way, that Jesus would never give himself to people like me have this type of faith.
耶稣说那些因为神迹信耶稣基督名的人来到耶稣这里，耶稣说他圣经说他知道万人，他知道人心里装什么，耶稣不把自己交托给他们。
Because the scripture we just read said that Jesus knows those people want to see the miracle come to him. He said that Jesus know them all and Jesus know what have in their heart. So Jesus did not commit himself to them.
我们常常不是读圣经说耶稣为了我们舍了他自己啊，这个桌上的饼和杯就是耶稣的生命和宝血，都是为我舍的，耶稣把他自己都给了我。
And we often say this, said Jesus gave himself whole self for me, and the bread and the cup and the communion is that his body and his blood is all given for me.
但是为什么我们刚才读的圣经，耶稣说，耶稣不把自己交托给这些人呢
？But why the passage we just read and said Jesus do not commit himself to them, do not or put that way, do not give himself to those people?
所以，事实上只有一种人，耶稣把他自己交付给他们，托给他们。
And actually, there's only one kind of people that Jesus gave himself to them.
就是认罪悔改。
And those are the people who confess their sin and repent.
只有一种信心是被耶稣所接受的，被耶稣所认可的。
Only one faith that Jesus will take that for, and Jesus acknowledged this type of faith. That faith is that confess their sin and repent.
今天呢有个非常流行的说法，就是悔改这件事情呢，就是我们第一天信耶稣的时候做的。我们信了耶稣之后就不需要悔改，还悔改干什么？
And today we have this saying said with the repentance is the things when we, the time we accept Jesus Christ. At that time we repent. And then after that, we don't need that.
有些人就引用圣经的话，圣经的教导，就说我们信靠耶稣，耶稣的血洗净我们一切的罪，那我还悔改干什么？不需要悔改，我只要悔改一次就行了。
And some people just quote from Bible when we trust Jesus and the blood of Jesus cleansing us. So, in the moment I trust Jesus and he cleansing us, so I don't need repentant anymore.
那么这句话是对是错呢？
And is this saying right or wrong?
当然了。他可以找到很多圣经的根据啊，哎，好像圣经有这样的含义。
And of course, you can from a lot of Bible's teaching, there is some to it, to this saying.
但是我们看上帝是他自己是怎样做的。
And but let's see what God said or did.
那么在主耶稣开始传福音的时候，他讲的第一句话就是天国近了，你们要回。
And when Jesus when he started his ministry, and the first time he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven.
然后在圣经的最后一卷书，那里有圣灵写给教会的信。
And then in the last book, of the Bible, that's the Holy Spirit, through the apostle wrote to the church, a letter to the church.
或者就是神写给教会的信，那你让教会做什么呢？
Or you can see just God wrote to the church and what God wants church to do.
悔改。
And repentance.
所以在启示录二章五节，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落，并要悔改。
And so, like Revelation chapter 2:5 said, you got to remember therefore from where you have fallen and repent.
所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑击他。
And 2:16 is repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
启示录三章三节，回想你是怎样领受的，怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Revelation 3:3 said, remember therefore how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent.
就是十五节、十六节，包括接下来十七节、八，一直到十九，这是谈到老底家教会。
And and also three from 15 to 19, he talk about the church of Galatians.
要悔改。
And end with repent.
你们认为自己一样都不缺了，结果你们的信心，你们的行为是又不能。
You think you lack nothing, but your face, your actions, is lukewarm.
要悔改
and repent.
不悔改，上帝说，我必从我口中把你们吐出去。
And if you do not repent, and I will vomit you out of my mouth.
然后我们一起来读启示录三章十九节。
And I want us to read together.Revelation chapter 3, verse 19.
我们看到一起来读启示录三章十九节起，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。所以悔改是不是一次性的呢？
So we can see this repentance is that one time deal.
耶稣刚开始传天国福音的时候，耶稣就说要悔改，以色列说要悔改。
In the very beginning, when Jesus started his preaching, and Jesus said, "Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
到圣经的最后一卷书，神写给教会的信，那教会里面的人是不是信耶稣的人？
And in the last book of that God gave to church, and of course, in the church, so many people are trusting God.
那教会里的人，他们一定是。起初的时候一定是做了决志祷告的，相信耶稣的血洗净我的罪，一定做了决志祷告的，一定认罪悔改。
God wrote to church, and I believe the church people at that time in the beginning when they accepted the salvation, they repent, and they confess their sin, and they received Jesus.
但是到最后呢，神还是要让他们悔改，因为他们从起初所领受的失落了，堕落了。
But in the end, God still wants them to repent because they fallen from the initial received of God.
所以一直到圣经的最后一卷书，这个时候圣灵特别是对教会里的人说要悔改要得救，不再对教会之外的人说。为什么？因为神的审判要降临了。
So in the last book of that Revelation, then God actually, the Holy Spirit, speak to the people in the church. It's not to the outside world anymore. It's just to speak to the church, say repent. Why is that? Because the God's judgment is come quick.
所以那个时候圣经特别告诉我们，神所疼爱的他就责备管教，所以你要发热心，要悔改。神疼爱教会。
So God specifically put before he said the repentance, he said, as many as I loved, and I rebuke and chasten, and then repent.
所以教会赶紧要悔改，依然要悔改，不要说啊，我信主的时候已经做了决志祷告了。圣经说，你一直到最后，一直到神降临审判权力的日子，你仍然要悔改。
Because a church is that God loved, so God very urgently tell church, repent. And the judgment is going to come, so you repent. It's not something you, in the beginning, you repented before, and you still need to repent right now.
马丁路德，我们知道他是伟大的这个宗教改革，就从马丁路德开始的。然后他这个第一个可以说改变教会历史、改变人类历史的一个举动，就是他把95条，就是定在教会的大门上。
And Martin Luther actually, when he started his ministry or whatever to change the church, and he put this 95 decoration on the door of church.
那么九十五条的第一条就是这样说的。
And the first item in this 95 decoration.
当我们的主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改的时候，他是说信徒一生应当悔改。
And it put that way, he said, when our Lord Jesus said, you should repent, what Jesus meant to be is in the whole life of a Christian, you should repent.
所以今天如果我们听到看到有人说，哎呀，悔改就一次的，你悔改了之后不用再悔改了。我们听到这样的话，我们要特别的小心。
So, want to be very careful if we see heard the saying that repentance just once in the time you receive the Christ, we're going to be very careful about this type of saying.
那我们今天一谈到悔改，我们往往觉得，哎呀，这是让我很不愉快的事情，让我很难受的事情，不喜欢，谁愿意悔改呢？
And when we talk about repent, I have to acknowledge it's not something that we're willing to do.Feel comfortable.
所以这也是今天很多人，甚至包括一些基督徒，对基督徒生命的一个误解，觉得基督徒的生命就是很愁苦的，每天在那里，哎呀，悔改悔改认罪啊。
So this is also a misunderstanding of today. A lot of people about Christian life think that Christian life is every day is like in the dismay of worry about have to repent and repent.
甚至有些基督徒都没有办法活出那个喜乐的生命，因为哎呀，我每天都要认罪悔改啊，我每天都要认罪悔改，我哪喜乐的起来？
Even some Christian cannot live a joy, peaceful joy life because I every day I have to repent. How can I be rejoiced?
但是这其实是对基督教信仰的一个误解。
But this is a misunderstanding of Christian faith.
我们在基督里面，我们得真正的自由释放，我们是喜乐丰盛的生命。不仅是永恒当中，今天在地上也是这样。
And in Christ, we have a complete liberty, and we have the abundant life. It's not in one day in the heaven, but even today and on the earth. That's the same thing.
我这段时间我看电视，我看一个跳舞的节目。
And recently, I've seen a video about the dancing.
街舞
It's about the street dancing.
后来我看这些跳舞的人啊，他们要准备一个秀出来跳舞出来，他们非常盼望一件事情，就是有人给他说：“哎，你这个动作不好，你改成这个样子就漂亮。”然后他们一听到有人指出他们的问题，那很开心，非常开心。哎，对对对，你说的对，我这样改一下，哎，这个动作就漂亮。
in that program, those people in the street dancing, those people kind of looking for somebody, tell them, oh, this pose is not good. You got to change that pose to that pose, and that will be beautiful. And once people, other people point that to them, they become very happy.
So this is 指出他们的错误，让他们改。对他们来说，他们很开心的。所以说，those street dancer dancing,
and they are very happy if somebody point out they are not, you know, certain pose not good and correct them. They are very happy.
Oh, I can最终呈现出一个更美的舞蹈，更好的使用感。
And with those correction, they realize they can pose an even beautiful dancing.
但是后来我就觉得这基督徒身边就是这样啊。
And so I come to realize that Christian life should like this as well.
因为我们无暇无止欢欢喜喜的要来到耶稣面前。Because
we come to Jesus like in a perfect form.
你今天指出我，哎呀，你这地方脏了，哎呦，我谢谢你，太感谢了，我没看到，哎呀，拍掉。If you point, 我欢欢喜喜的。
If you point in my life, I have that spot, and then I'll be happy. I will take, get rid of this spot, so I come to Jesus and walk in.
后来我就在想，哎，我以前就是读书考试的时候，就是我常常经历这样的过程。
And I kind of recall when I was studying, I always go through those kind of process.
就是我这个试卷。 题目做完了，但是交卷的时间还没有到。那个时候我在干什么呢？And
the process is this. Usually, kind of, I finish my test earlier before the test time ended. So, what I do is this spare the time, extra time.
我检查我犯过哪，我有没有题做错了，有没有疏忽的地方，我在检查。And
what I'm trying to do is just go over the test, see if I made a mistake or I ignored a certain part.
一旦我检查出来，有个地方我疏忽了，有个地方我做错了，我当时的心情怎样？
So if I find a certain place when I exam and find some action I got wrong, what do you think? What's your guess? My feeling at that time?
我是不是很生气？哎，我怎么可以做错呀？我是不是这样的？
Is that I'm very mad at myself? How can I got it wrong?
不会，对不对？
And in general, it's not.
我很高兴，哎呀，我发现了，我赶紧给他改过来，因为我还没有交卷。And
because I will usually I'm very happy because I find that I got it wrong, so I can correct it because I haven't turned in my exam yet.
所以我们今天基督徒的生命也是这样，耶稣还没有现在就来审判我。So
the Christian life is like this. It's not the time for turning our test yet. Jesus has come to judge me.
这上帝。 给我时间，给我机会，我应该欢欢喜喜，欢欢喜喜来审查我自己。So
God gave me time and gave me the opportunity, so I should be with rejoice to examine myself.
你无论是别人指出我的问题，还是我自己发现我的问题，我很高兴的。Whether
my fellow Christian point out my problem or I find my problem, I should be happy.
我现在看那个节目。 看到哈，我不知道他们是不是基督徒，他们当中可能有人是基督徒，可能有人不是基督徒。And
when I watch this street dancing program, I don't know if those dancers are Christian. Maybe some are, some are not.
但是我发现有一个特点，他们真正跳的好的，你喜欢看，你感到心里长很美，这样的人呐，他确实喜欢跳，他爱。And
I found out that those do a street dancing really good. Number one, they are really enjoy the dancing itself.
所以我觉得基督徒的生命也是这样。So
the Christian life should be like this.
你享受你基督徒的生命，你享受神，你呈现出来，你就是会荣耀给上帝了。You
have enjoy. You have to enjoy your Christian life. You enjoy God or rejoice in God. In that way, you give glory to God.
上帝、天使，他们也是观众，他们也在看，包括世人也是观众，世人也在看。And
God, angel, even the world is looking at us.
所以，就圣经一再提醒我们，就是要喜乐，要喜乐。So
Bible can remind us rejoice.
但是另外一方面呢，又告诉我们要悔改，要悔改。
And on the other hand, it also said repent.
是不是矛盾呢
or they contradict to each other.
一点。
They're not.
欢欢喜喜的去悔改。
And repent with rejoice.
什么样的人就是悔改对他来说特别痛苦。
Now, what kind of people actually could be very painful for the repentant?
就像我刚才举的那个例子，比如说我考试的时候还没有到交卷的时间，然后我来检查我有没有哪些地方疏忽了、错误了。
And just the example I put there in the test time, and I finish test and do exam before finally I turn in the test.
然后我一看，哎呀，这个地方，我这么优秀的人，怎么可能出这样的错误？但他确实错了。
If I'm a person, I find some place I made a mistake, and then I start to blame myself.I'm such a good, excellent people. How can I make this type of mistake?
哇，气得要命。
I'll be very mad at myself.
啪啪啪啪，卷子撕掉。
And maybe tell on test.
你说这是不是疯掉了？
And if you think, if you behave like this, they'll be crazy people.
骄傲。
People with pride.
骄傲，哎呀，我这么好的人怎么犯这样的错误？哇，这样对他来说，认罪悔改是一件很痛苦。
If a pride person, people are proud, and I'm such a good person, how can I make that mistake? This type of people, repentant, is very painful.
所以我们看耶稣招的那些人，你会发现都是什么渔民啊、农夫啊、罪人啊、税吏啊，耶稣招这样的人。
So when you look at what Jesus called, and the farmers, tax collectors, prostitutes,And fishermen, those kind of people.
所以当耶稣指出他们的问题的时候，他们不会认为，哎呀，我犯这样的错误，我好丢人呐，他们不会有这样的想法。
So when Jesus pointed out their problem, they don't feel like ashamed or feel like offended.
神知道人的心。
God knows people, what's in people's heart.
今天很多的时候，人把这个次序弄倒了。
And today, a lot of times we turn over this whole order.
什么意思呢？我给大家讲一个我自己亲身的经历。
What I mean is this. Let me tell you a real experience of myself.
就是当我刚来到美国的时候，有一次我参加一个聚会。那么就有一位朋友就问我，哎，你到美国来是干什么呀？
And just when I first come to US and I have a party and church party, basically a friend come to me asking, so what do you come to US for?
后来我说我读书啊，我在读神学啊。
And I said I'm come to study theology.
后来这个朋友当时就愣了一下，因为在他这个心目当中跑到美国来读神学的比较罕见哈。
And see, and that person is kind of feel maybe a little shock probably to him, is though less seen for people come to US to study theology.
然后但是呢他很快他愣一下，他就说，读神学好啊，出来当牧师，美国牧师很有钱的。
And then he said, okay, it's good to study theology. After that, you can become pastor.Glass, the pastor is kind of have a money.
你看他们都是开奔驰、宝马的。
And they all run, they kind of drive like Mercedes or BMW.
哦，你中国大陆来的对不
对 ？BMW or Volvo.
你中国大陆来的对不对？我说是啊，是啊，我中国大陆来的。
And they said, okay, you come from the mainland China, right?
中国大陆你开不上宝马吗
？And in China, probably hardly.
当牧师好吗
？And it'd be good to become a pastor.
后来你说我当时听到这个话，我心里是高兴呢，还是奇怪的感觉
？So, do you think what's my feeling at that time? Is it happy or kind of feel strange?
其实是很奇怪的感觉啊，因为那个聚会是一个基督徒的聚会。
Because it's a very strange feeling because that gathering it's actually a Christian.
因为确实不是为了开奔驰宝马才来读神学，才来想要当。
Because I'm not just because I want to drive Volvo or Mercedes Benz to come to study theology become a pastor.
但是呢，就是讲这个话的人呢， 他认为他知道我的心，你知道吗？
And but it seems to me that person when they speak that is kind of I sense that he knows what I think.
他说我讲这样的话，他一定会高兴的。
And sort of like if I say that, he will be happy.
然后他哪里知道他讲这样的话，我没有高兴，我感到很奇怪。
And but on contrary, what he said is I'm not happy with that. Actually, I feel strange.
所以那些要看神迹的人来到耶稣这里，他们觉得耶稣可以行神迹，我们都去看呢，我们更多的人去看呢，耶稣。很高兴呢，就像魔术师，就像秀，就像 dancer， 他希望很多人来看呢，他高兴呢。
So when those people want to see the miracle and they come to see Jesus the miracle, they come to Jesus said, "I come to Jesus to see miracle," and Jesus should be happy because other people come to see him. What was
that? 但是哪里知道耶稣不开心
？But Jesus actually is not happy.
今天有时候我们是不是带着这样的态度来到神的面前？
So isn't today sometimes we examine ourselves when we come to God in that same type of attitude or manners? We'll go there and do that and God will be happy. And maybe God is not happy.
那有一次哈，就是有一个姊妹为另外一个姊妹祷告。
And one time I heard one sister pray for the other sister.
这个姊妹祷告就说：“哎呀，我祷告如何如何？愿你作首不作尾，愿你居上不居下。”
And the prayer is a quote. A prayer is, "May you in your position in your career, you'll be in the top, not in the bottom, in the acting as a head, not as a tail."
这是圣经的经文，对不对
？Because this is you quoted from a Bible.
我相信这个姊妹用这样的话已经被很多人这样祷告过了。
And I believe that sister actually prayed that for a lot of.Christian.
但是听到这个祷告的那个姊妹呢，听到这个，她觉得她是不是心里哇，好高兴，好高兴呢、啊？居尾不居首，居上不居下。
And but the you think the sister hear that prayer and is that really happy? Because it's the top and not the bottom, your head not the tail, is that good?
那个姊妹其实觉得就是也是觉得有点奇怪，这样为我祷告觉得奇怪。
But that sister actually feels a little strange.Also, it's why I pray that way.
所以很多的时候，我们忘记了是神知道人的心。我们以为我们知道神的心，不是的，是神知道我们的心。
And a lot of times we think that we know God's heart, but we make this order like upside down. It's not we know God's heart; God knows our heart.
我们做很多事情，哇，上帝很高兴的。我们做很多事情，哎呀，人很高兴的。
And we think we do a lot of things that God will be happy, a lot of things people will be happy, and but may not be the case.
只有一种人，上帝把自己交托给他们。
Today's passage we see only one kind of people that God do gave himself to them.
承认自己是罪人。
And those who acknowledge, confess, they are the sinner.
信耶稣基督。能够把我从绝望的罪和死亡当中拯救。
And I believe Jesus is able and can deliver me from the sin and the death.
这样的人，这样的信心，上帝喜悦。
And such a person and such a faith that pleases God.
上帝甚至把他自己交托给这样的人。
And God even gave himself to this type of person.
悔改一生之久
Repentance should be the work of our life.
但是对一个真正重生得救的人，悔改是痛苦。
And for a true born again Christian, repentance is not a painful thing.
悔改是喜乐的与神同行的经历。
And repentance should be a rejoice journey, walk with God.
因为行在神的光中。我们才可能认罪悔改。
Because only person walk in the light of God, then we can repent.
我们在黑暗当中，我当然不会认罪悔改，因为看不见自己在黑暗里。
If we are in the darkness, obviously we cannot repent because we cannot see our filthy, our sin.
因为我们看到神知道万人的心。
Because God knows our heart.
大卫在诗篇139篇一开始就说，神已经鉴察我，认识。
And David in his Psalm 139 said, God has searched me and known me.
然后大卫说，无论我坐下，我起来，我去到任何地方，上帝都看到我，逃不掉的。
And in that Psalm, God also said, no matter where I am, at what time, God knows me, I cannot escape from God.
神知道万人的心。
And God knows heart of man.
这对于今天的我们，这意味着什么？
So what that means to today, to us today.
第一个就是赶紧认罪悔改吧，神又不是看不到，对不对？
So first thing is repent and quickly. God can see.
第二个就是面具拿掉吧。
And take out your masks.
上帝都看得到。无论我们外表是什么样子。
No matter what our appearance is, God sees the inside of us.
然后最后大卫说什么呢？我们一起来读哈，诗篇139篇23到24节。
And then finally what God, David plead to God, what he asked God for, let's read together, verse 23.
诗篇139篇23节起。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子。道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you that you gave your only begotten Son Jesus Christ come to this world.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，在十字架上牺牲受难。
We thank that Jesus bear our sins and died on the cross.
受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
Was dead, buried, and third day raised from the dead.
也感谢神给我们有得救的信心，让我们能够来到神的面前，我们认自己的。
We thank God that gave us the face of the salvation so we can come to God and to confess our sin.
我们就罪得赦免，我们就被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
And we'll be our sin be forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
也愿神给我们有一每一个人有一个坦然无惧的心，让我们能够来到天父阿爸面前，我们对阿爸说，求你来鉴察我们。
And The Holy Spirit gave us a fearless heart so we can come to God and ask God, pray to God, say, God, search me.
让我们行在神的光中，不是行在黑暗当中。
Ask God, let us walk in the light of God, but not in the darkness.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.